pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, February 18th, 2015. I guess we have no public comment. Any commission remarks?
Yeah, I'd like to state for the record that I think the Road and Bridge Department, once again, has done an excellent job. Lots of calls and comments coming in. When we have ice underneath the snow and the big event that we had, sometimes it's hard for people to understand that we have to use graders. And where the grader boys went, I mean, people commented in a very positive way. And then on another matter, on transparency with the county commission in Taney County, we found out at the county commission meeting that we spent last week that Taney County is the only one that live streams their meetings over the air. And I thought that was something that probably should be noted and be in a matter of record, that we are the only county in the state that does so. That's about all I had to say.
Okay, we'll move on to accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 342982 through 343043, warrants 6181 and 6182, and a journal entry for paper usage.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is to approve previous meeting and executive session minutes.
Danny, do you have those days written down? Did you write the dates down?
No, I didn't. If you look through those, Brandon, if you care, just read the dates off there on the front of it. Well, that'll be fine. I did go through, scan over them. I didn't look for clerical errors or anything like that. So,
move to approve previous meeting minutes of 2-2, 2-5, 2-9, 2-12, and executive session minutes 2-9, all with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have next on the agenda review and sign the financial statements prepared by Donna Neely, our county clerk.
Gemma, I've emailed you the financial statements. The only changes were I believe Brandon William asked that the balance date be 12/31/2014 instead of 1/1/2015, which I changed. I have two reports ready, one that says National Florist, that's Title III. That was an issue Mr. Williams had, and the other one says National Forest alone. I also emailed you the documentation of the Title III amount in case we're ever audited. That is in my file. I discussed with Rick and Melanie the fees for the sewer bonds. It had an audit amount in that, and we agreed that that should not be included. It was in the report, but it shouldn't have been included in the amount. We wanted to be consistent because we took the judicial amount, so it only has the fees and interest charged by UMB Bank, not the audit cost for either one. And those were the primary changes. I did add Melanie Smith as a signer and included her in the language at the end of the document. Both Rick Finley and Melanie Smith have signed both documents approving that they agree with all of the numbers. Are there any questions?
Do you have one?
After the sheets that I reviewed from the other time, and then after going and questioning certain figures and everything, I'm satisfied with it. My request is for Mr. Finley being the auditor. Are you completely satisfied with it, or you wouldn't have signed it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Well, so which one are you presenting to us, the one with fees or one without fees?
Without fees.
Without fees?
Right. This is your concern, right here. All this number and all these numbers change, stayed the same.
Sorry, so this is different than this?
I don't know what you have. I don't know what you've printed off, so.
Where'd you get these at?
They were in our file. They came to the office.
I didn't prepare them for you.
So this is what you're presenting to us here?
Yes.
Okay.
And the difference between the two is here on the National Forest line, it says National Forest less Title III, and this one just says National Forest, because you had a concern.
Well, the concern was because you had two different line items as opposed to one. So the National Forest Flash Title III, that is
okay.
Okay. Rick, quick question, just out of curiosity. So on these don't have the fees included?
The audit fees.
The only thing that was in there was pay Gilmore Bell to do your arbitration.
Okay. So the other fees are in there.
Yes, all the other fees are in there. That's the only thing. Okay. We had held it out on the cops, the cops, so we decided to show it out on the sewer bonds also.
Sorry, I said the wrong word. I should have said arbitration.
Move to approve the financial statement. Move to accept the financial statement 2014 as presented by County Clerk.
My job by law is only to assist the Commission in preparing the financial. So, I mean, you can make your motion that way, but you are responsible for the financial statement.
I second his motion.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'll sign it now and I'll take it and get it publicized. I'll make a copy of it and get it back to you.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, I was looking. Did you? This is not the one that you had signed, or?
I had Melanie sign it and Rick sign it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to sign it. I was waiting for you to sign it.
Okay. So, all right. I thought that it would be signed by you before it was presented to us, but I'm maybe that's fine.
I had to wait to make sure this is the one you were going to vote on.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And I will get a copy to your office and notification of the publication.
Okay. We have next on the agenda assessment maintenance plan 2014 to 2015. Supplemented for 2015.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I have contacted the State Tax Commission after talking with Danny with the question, and I have not received anything back yet from them. After doing that, the thought came to me that the question was, if I'm correct, Danny, was just why are they asking for you to sign another form when it's a two-year plan?
Yes, that was what I asked that the State Tax Commission give us an answer on, and you were going to get in touch with them. I guess you haven't got a call back is what you're telling us.
Right, and I also emailed Jan Elliott, who's the head of that department.
And is it March 1st, or is there a deadline on this? That was something I asked last week, and we didn't know. Yeah,
I'd ask this question. Is there any reason why the commission then just go ahead and sign it? I mean, it's the same form you signed last year.
Is it the same form, or same form with different numbers? Or
same form, exactly.
Same numbers and everything?
There's no numbers on it. It's just the form. If I can show it to you.
I thought the assessment plan was
there's new numbers in the budget, yes.
Right.
But what you're signing is, there's what you all signed last year. Ron and Nathan. And that's what they're asking for you to sign this year.
Perhaps it's because we have a new presiding commissioner.
I mean, it's just like, it's just a good question to be answered for the future. Signing a two-year plan in the first place and then having to re-sign in the middle of the year or the middle of the term that they request from us. And it's not any big deal. I just wanted some answers from it. And if there's a deadline on it to get the money, well, then I want to get the
Yeah. something to do if you got a new budget. The county has a new budget, and it's very diverse. But that's not what it is. It's just an agreement to the plan, and that's it. But again, it's not a big deal to me. They're pushing or anything like that. So whatever you don't want to do.
But we'd have to have it signed before you could get your funds, wouldn't we?
Shouldn't have to if it's the same exact form. They've already got it.
This is the one we signed last year.
Yeah, let me look at it here in just a second.
My guess is on the funding, Danny, is they're just waiting to see me go a little bit farther down the road with what I'm doing. And I wasn't going to push that issue until we get closer to May or June, when we get a little closer to the deadline to get those monies. I think everybody's pleased for the most part of what's happening and this and that. So.
They do have a totally new commission, don't they?
Jan Elliott replaced Bob Epperson.
Randy Holman wasn't there.
You're talking about the state tax commission.
Yeah.
It's not new. It's still the same. Bruce Davis, Victor Callahan, and Randy
Holman.
Holman, yes.
And they've the
been,
one...
They've been on there for... Victor's the new one. He's been there a couple, 3 years, though, I think. Randy's been there 6 or 8 years, I believe. Bruce has been there for...
forever.
26 years or something like that. Doesn't matter to me. I'm not...
Danny, you want to wait on the answer?
What do you want to do?
I don't care to sign the thing. I didn't know if it... when we talk about the assessment... fund, it's something that contains this,
right here.
The, everything that's in the budget, the salaries and the whole shooting match, and that change would be the only thing that I would know that they would need one for. My question is, why don't you do it every year in the first place if your budget's going to change? Why do they have it listed as a two-year plan? Makes no sense whatsoever to me, but that's just probably something that's...
Well, the taxes all within a two-year cycle. That might be a... Like levy setting is in a two-year cycle, and the school's levy setting is on a two-year cycle. It's based on assessed valuation on a two-year cycle. That may be why.
I'll make a motion to sign the assessment plan. If it would come up that we didn't get it signed and didn't get our money because of the lack of the signatures of the county commission, that'd be kind of aggravating.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I still would like those questions answered.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sign it.
I need to sign that as well. You want me to send the original in, or you all want to do that?
No, I think you send it in, don't you?
Yeah.
I think after we sign it, Donna attests to it, and you send it in, or is Donna's seal on there too?
Donna's not on there.
So she doesn't have to have a seal on it or anything.
Okay.
think there's just two.
You see, there was two questions that I had.
Same one thing was, in there,
was
so
the two-year plan, and the other one was the amount of time given, if there was a statutory limit of time for that to be presented.
Okay.
Those two questions I'd like to have answered in the future. Slick now, I tell you. I got my leather jacket. I didn't notice that, didn't you?
I put on my new blue jeans this morning, and they said, "What are you dressing up for?"
You just want this sheet here, and then you'll get us a copy back, and all. Or do you need all this? There is, there's something out. Yeah, there's an attest by Donna Neely. All right, let me make sure. That's, I'll keep. There's just, and the rest of it's just more copies of it. There's double copies in there.
Good.
All right.
All right, good deal. Thanks, gentlemen.
Next on the agenda, we have penalties and interest.
Is
wrong address.
Is there someone going to be here to present that?
We'll see if that was Sheila.
Is there anything explaining on the request form?
Just wrong address.
The wrong.
At HCW North, I guess.
Okay. And I guess they've come in and paid their tax, so we won't know until she talks to us.
Here we go.
Yeah. Are you here to help us with this situation on the penalties and interest? We have a form before us here that says that it had the wrong, was sent to the wrong address. That's all it says. So is, did the people come in and pay the taxes and now they're protesting the penalties and interest?
Yes, they are protesting. They had called to find out. They had not gotten their bill. And they had called to find out what the deal was, and when the bill was pulled up, it was in the transition to the new program. It had pulled from a different area, and there was an actual error on the assessor's part where it did not put in the address. Not everything had been corrected when it transferred to the new owner.
Okay.
So Sheila said that she had given your office a lot of the information, a lot of the data that reflected the error.
All we had was a change of wrong address is what it, the information that we got. I mean, that's what I'm going off of. I don't have any problem if they've paid their taxes and they've come in to pay them and it's had a wrong address. There's nothing to say for us to say that it wasn't sent to the wrong place or they didn't get it during that time. What my question would be why didn't they come in before tax paying time?
That's why Sheila left that one in your ballpark. As you know, the law does state that it's the responsibility of the owner to pay their taxes and to know regardless of whether they get a bill. That is kind of what it says. So it's kind of in your ballpark if you feel like there should be an exception in this, in that there was an error on the assessor's department in the transition from one program to the other.
And we totally understand, and you're kind of saying what I was going to be speaking to is the fact that everybody's responsible for paying their taxes no matter what, and then they have come in after the fact, paid their taxes, but come in after the fact with penalties and interest, right?
Actually, I'm not seeing that they've been paid yet. I think that they were waiting for the penalty for you to rule on whether the penalties and interest could be waived. I think what she printed off for me yesterday was a statement saying that it's not been paid yet.
Well, that totally changes my mind on the way that I was looking at this. If they haven't paid their taxes, they know they owe the taxes, and they haven't paid the taxes, the penalties and interest that would be involved would be a totally separate issue. They should have paid them on time by January 1st and then protested the wrong address. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Then there wouldn't be an issue on penalty and interest, though, if they had paid them on time.
Yes, I go back to the fact that they're supposed to pay their taxes.
You're correct. I understand that. I just wanted to give you the facts. Sheila wanted to make sure that you knew all the facts and circumstances that surrounded this, and then kind of leave it in your ballpark for the judgment call.
Wonder where we look at this and it's sent to Kimberling City to an address. Did those people wonder what their thoughts were, that they could receive a tax bill that's not theirs? Did they call into the office or?
I think the envelope actually was returned.
Oh, so they just put.
So they would not have gotten the.
They
the
pulled
statement.
The Elvis trick and returned to sender.
Yes, sir.
He's here all week, folks.
Well, what are you going to do on this, Brandon?
We've turned others down for the same thing. So.
Huh?
We've turned others down for the same thing.
Michael, what do you...
What are the... I guess they're... what are the fees on this?
$718.
$718.28 if paid in February.
Or you want to vote on it, or how you want to do it? You want to proceed?
It's all, we need to make a...
we don't have to do anything, do we? It's come before the county commission, but the fact that we don't have to vote yes or no on it, they owe the tax, the money. They owe the money. We don't have to make a motion that says we deny or we accept on this. This is the way I look at it. I don't know.
By taking no action, it's a denial.
That I think that is in the state statute also. Taking no action is a denial of the abatement, a refund.
Completely up to you.
Right.
What's that? I said it was completely up to you.
Is there anything else I can help?
No, appreciate you coming over.
Thank you so much. Good day.
We have next on the agenda a solid waste disposal agreement.
Good morning, gentlemen. You should have in your folders a draft of our agreement that needs to be issued as soon as possible. This is a agreement that reflects all of the details and the intricacies of the award that was made last week regarding tipping via bid number 201001-285. I was asked to assist in preparing this particular document and talked with the county attorney, Frank Cotty, about it in length, and he reviewed it and made a few minor changes, and this is the final version that is ready for signature and execution. It covers our tipping fees as awarded until February of 2017. It's a two-year contract. We have taken out the auto renewal clauses, as you all requested last week. We have added the word minor emergency in the verbiage with a reference toward force majeure, so it enhances the force majeure. Major emergencies includes minor emergencies, as Commissioner Strahan had requested. So, and Randy is here to answer any questions you might have on the details of it, but it's pretty inclusive. Also, the awarded vendor is present in case you have any questions for him.
My only question for the vendor is, are you acceptable to the changes that were made, because they were all minor?
Yes. Yes, sir.
A motion to approve the solid waste disposal agreement. That's all I've got here for on the agenda. That's before us. Is it got it?
That's the solid waste disposal agreement.
That's my motion.
You want to say buy in between?
Buy in between Taney County, but I didn't have all the information the way it's wrote down there.
And Allied Services, LLC, DBA, Republic Services, and Wilson?
Yeah.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
We have next on the agenda the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction. Easement for construction of public road.
I've got a question before you get started on that. Randy?
Yeah.
We've had these before us, but it's always been like the grant of easement for a cul-de-sac or a something that had to do with added easement or a construction easement, but I don't understand what this is.
This this first one was basically a turnaround at the end of Holstein. Worked with the property owner. He basically bought some additional property, but he'd done a contract for deed. And we'd already done the easement. You guys approved it. It went through. When it got to mapping, they couldn't map it because it was a contract for deed until that was satisfied for whatever year timeline. I had to go back to the original owners and have them also grant us an easement to make this correct. So that's what the first one is that you have there with the...
The reason I asked the question is because we'd already done this and on this piece of property. And so that's the reason I asked you the question about right. The cul-de-sac, and I knew that it was already there, a cul-de-sac. We just had to extend the cul-de-sac and take more property, or they granted more property.
Well, actually, acquiring the right-of-way, working with them to find a more reasonable spot that the cul-de-sac could be built on this particular road.
It was a kind of a hammerhead or something down there
well,
at the end of it.
Well, we didn't know. We were using a private driveway, and the property
same
had
as
sold,
a hammerhead,
and so we could no longer use that, and that had changed. And that leads into the second one you have there, and I'll explain that and show you a survey. But the first one, I'll show you a copy of the survey description that follows there.
But a change of name is the only thing that's different than what we've already approved.
Right. I had to get the original owner that sold the property to this owner because he'd done a contractor deed.
Right.
I had to get these people to grant us an easement to make this correct.
Motion for approval.
On the first one or both of them? On the first one?
On the first unit, yes.
Here's the Madonna.
Here, show me. That's the property up there. That's theirs. Well, there's the first one we did, I thought.
Yeah, this gentleman bought this property. That's where we worked out where he was going to put the cul-de-sac. Part of the turnaround was going to lay on this property. He bought that, but doing a contractor deed, I had to go back and get an easement from that person to make it correct.
That's so the cul-de-sac's not going there, the cul-de-sac's going up here?
It's split between them two properties.
Up here?
Yeah.
So right this here. Map is wrong.
There's the actual drawing. We're building it.
Okay.
In this force.
Currently it's...
Yeah, there's one platted down here, but that one is really unbuildable.
Okay.
So well, that's the reason we worked out to come up here, and that's where we work out best.
So we're going up into this property. Okay.
Right.
Second.
Commissioner Williams, and seconded it for discussion, but so that you understand, when you see those double cul-de-sacs, there was a proposal that's been done away with years ago. After a certain length of road, they put a cul-de-sac in. And then if there was a property section there, they put a cul-de-sac in the middle. The maintenance on it was terrible to have to go through. And when you chip and sealed, you had to pull off and chip and seal the outside. I can name two or three places where that's at. But county road extended on, but then they'd have a cul-de-sac right in the middle of a county road. And so...
Actually built or just...
Yeah, actually built a lot of them.
This one here's just platted.
They were platted on the right. During that time frame. They're platted in, but before that, there's roads that you're driving down, you see a cul-de-sac there, and then the county road goes on, and it's just ridiculous the way it was.
That was not actually buildable.
Oh, that one down there.
So we were currently turning around there at that driveway, and we needed really a better turnaround.
Let me ask you, this is the next one. For that little sliver right there?
Yeah, that's what the next one is because the road laid on that when they changed property, and I have a survey showing that.
Okay, we have a second on that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Then the next we have a grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. Chuck and Renee Pennell.
And this is in the same, right where the road turns that corner. Brandon, you see that little shaded area? That's what, because the road lays on this. That corner and that little sliver right there as per the survey. Right-of-way for the road where it was always built.
Move to approve the grant of permanent perpetual easement right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements with Charlie and Loretta Pennell.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. What do you need? Huh? Oh, so we need to do it next then?
Just recess until next week, huh?
Yeah, we're going to recess till 9:45 to take up some bid recommendations.